Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chatting from the Word Podcast with your host, your brother, Oscar York. We hope and pray that all had a good day today and all is well with everyone. You know, it's just a blessing today, just a blessing that the Lord has blessed us with another day. It was the psalmist who says in Psalms 103, verse 1 and 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." It's just one grand benefit that God has blessed us to see this day that we never witnessed before. And it's all by his grace and by his mercy that he allowed us to see this day. And that's something to think about, knowing that many, many, many did not make it to see this day. But we that are alive, we that are breathing, we that are on this side of heaven, are blessed to be alive. And we hope and pray this morning, this afternoon, at Chatting from the Word, that you're using this day to praise the Lord and allow your light to shine for Jesus Christ. Allow the world to see Christ in you and allow God Almighty, proud and to say, "That is my son. Look at him. Live for me." I hope and pray that all caught my broadcast this morning on YouTube and are enjoying that broadcast also. We, on Mondays, is our busiest day because we try to bring both shows, the one on YouTube and the one on Blog Talk Radio here. We appreciate both entities for allowing us to broadcast both programs through them. And I want to thank, first of all, God for giving us this time to do that and to use us as an instrument to get his word and his gospel to the masses and to all those who need to come to Christ. Peter said that Christ, that God's not willing for any to perish, but all come to repentance. And we hope and pray this afternoon that we're going to say something to help someone to come to Jesus Christ. I said many times, this is a praying program. We love to pray for you. Whatever your needs, if you have a need, contact Brother Oscar so he can pray for you on the air here, so we can truly get a prayer across and up to the Lord so he can help you whatever your problems may be. So at this time, won't you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this afternoon. We thank you for blessing us with this afternoon and with this day. Because, Father, we recognize this by your grace and your grace only that allow us to have this day. Help us, Father, to allow our lights to shine and shine brightly in a world who don't really know you, Father. Help us, Father, that we may speak your word and speak your truth so others may hear and obey. Father, we pray for those that are suffering with sickness this afternoon. We pray for those that are suffering with arthritis and diabetes and high blood pressure and have problems with their heart. Those that have had strokes and those that have cancer. Father, we pray that you heal their bodies. And if it's not your will to heal their bodies, help them to go through those storms that they're facing with you in mind and still be faithful to you till the end. Because, Father, we recognize sometimes in this world it gets tough and the going gives up. But, Father, as long as we trust in you and put our faith in you, we know all would be just fine. And, Father, we come praying the message for the message we have on our hearts. On this day, Father, we pray that you will allow this message to reach those that need to be reached and help those that need to be helped. Father, we pray that you put in my mouth the words that's easy to be said and understand and heard and listen to and obey. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. And amen. Like I say, it is so, it is a pleasure, if I may say, to come to you Monday through Fridays at this time with Chatting from the Word. And if you want to catch this podcast live and listen to it live, the call in number is area code 657-383-0883. The number is 657-383-0883. And we hope that you tune in. I put it on Facebook and we will be coming on that too. And we hope and pray that we have someone that's listening in and listening to the Word of God. As you may know, and if you've been listening to my program faithfully, I've been asking for sponsorship to sponsor this show. Brother Oscar is not a rich person. I sometimes wish I was, and if I was, using the money to uplift the name of the Lord. But as it may be, Brother Oscar is not rich, and we need your help to bring these shows to the airways, to help to tell others about Jesus Christ. So we need help. We need financial help, if you can find it in your mind and your heart, to help Brother Oscar to bring Chatting from the Word to the masses. Any amount would do. We're not greedy. We're not greedy. I know other programs may ask for monies, but sometimes they take monies to get programs like this on the air to help people to see the Lord and to obey Jesus Christ. So if you want to be a part of that, if you truly want to be part of that, any amount would do, $1 a month, $2, $5, or $50 a month. We do all will add up where we can really broadcast our program in a mighty, mighty way. So we ask that if you can find it in your heart and in your financial situation, to please, I beg you, please support Brother Oscar Chatting from the Word. And here, in the Dayton, Ohio area, we lately been talking about starting a new work here in the city of Dayton, Ohio, with churches closing its doors, with churches changing its name, with churches teaching different doctrines from what the Word of God has to say. We need Christ's light to shine in the city of David, and shine brightly so others may see and obey. We never know what may happen, but that is one of the commands of the Lord before he left here, was to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And this is what Brother Oscar wants to do in the Dayton, Ohio area. So if you live in the Dayton, Ohio area, have a desire to have a desire to teach and to God's word and to be allow the Lord to use you as an instrument to tell the Dayton, Ohio area about Jesus Christ, contact me. Contact me. You can always contact Brother York on Facebook, email me on Facebook, or on YouTube in the comment section. You can always say something, or you can email me at OscarYork3443@gmail.com, or you can leave a message on my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. And since I am talking about OscarYorkPublishing.com, we always invite you to visit our webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and order your book. We got two books on our bookstore, A Peaceful Place in the Storm, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. If it be your desire, order both books. Or order one book. Both in proceeds will help our program to get better and better. And that's all we can do. We can get better and better, or we can get worse and worse. But we hope it's the Lord's will that we get better and bring this program to you and to help you see the Lord and to help you live for Jesus Christ. We hope and pray that that Dayton, Ohio here can help us to spread the gospel, please. What else I got to say on that? As I said, we're so delighted that you have joined us on this afternoon for chatting from the Word, and we're going to try not to be long with our message on today. Our message is what seems to be right. What seems to be right. And for you all, as always, you know what I was getting ready to say. If you do not have a copy of God's Word, go get it. Go get it. We'll wait for you. Be quick, but go get it so that you can follow us in the Word of God. We're not going to be long today. We just want to bring a couple of words to you to encourage your day and to help you continue on living for the Lord. As always, I enjoy bringing lessons to you of this magnitude. We hope and pray that we can continue on bringing messages like this to you and to help you with your Christian walk as you travel this Christian journey. We're going to give a few more minutes, and then we're going to read the scripture that we have for today. All right, we hope that those who had to go get their Bible have it now. And I want you to turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, of course, is in the section we call the Old Testament, and it's right after the book of Psalms. And we're going to come to you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 14. And we're going to read verse 12. Here Solomon says, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Isn't that something? But let me read it again. there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Oh, my friend, what sometimes seems right to us may not be right. Some of us, we believe we're doing right, sure. But is it right? Is it according to God's word? Is it what the Lord wants us to do? Sometimes it may seem right. I've had people tell me, well, Brother Oscar, I don't think that's wrong. The Lord would understand. But what we need to understand, that the ways of man sometimes do not correspond with the ways of God. And what we got to understand, that God's ways is above our ways. God's ways we may not understand sometimes. You know, when you're going through some storms in your life and you wonder why this is happening, why that is happening. But let me tell you this afternoon, only God knows. And that's his way. You understand what I'm saying? That's his way. He may take another one, and he may say, why? It's a reason. It's a reason. And sometimes when I look back in my life and things happen in my life, I recognize this. Everything, every storm, every trial that the Lord brought me to and brought me through, it was a reason. And sometimes I wonder. But the question and the thought is today, what seems to be right? Sometimes may not be right to us. But God sometimes has it a different way, doesn't he? Doesn't he? I know Jesus says this in Matthew, I believe, 7. And the verse is, let's begin with verse 12. Matthew, all right, Jesus said, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men would do to you, do ye even to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, unto life, and a few there be that find it. Isn't that something? God's way, the narrow way. God's way is the narrow and the straight way. Sometimes we may not see it that way. Sometimes we may not see that we need to be on the narrow and straight way. You know, there's a statement that Jesus made one time. He said, if one hits you on the one cheek, turn me and give you, let him hit you on the other cheek. We may not understand why, but God is teaching us at that point the lesson of humility. We may not understand why, but as we said, what seems to be right in our sight might not be what God is looking at. Many of us, many times, I see on Facebook, I am blessed with this car. I am blessed with this home. I am blessed with this, and I am blessed with that. But when all that is taken away, we ask the question, why? Again, what seems to be right, That is, my friend, God's way sometimes. We may not know why, but God knows. God knows. Just like Apostle Paul. Turn with me quickly to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. 2 Corinthians 12. And here Paul said here in verse 6. Let's start with verse 5. Of such and one will I glory. Yet of myself I would not glory, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I should not be a fool. For I would say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or what he heareth of me, unless I should exalt him above measure through the abundance of the revelations that were given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Oh, Paul, I believe, wonder, why is I'm going through all this? Why is this happening to me? This can't be right. But with God's way, as I said, sometimes what may seem to be right to us may not seem to be right to God. And look at the reason why God allowed Paul to suffer this. Paul said, I prayed three times to the Lord for the Lord to remove this. But the Lord answered to Paul this, that my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, my friend, you may be going through something and wonder why. It may be that the Lord wants you to be weak so he can be strong. And I said, what seems to be right? What seems to be right may not be. What seems to be right to us may not be the way God may see it. And like Solomon says, we're going back to text and what Solomon says in Proverbs 14. Solomon says that I lost my page, y'all. There is a way with seeming to write up, be right unto man, but to end that up are the ways of death. Oh, my friend, when you're in a situation that seems right, but think about it for a moment. If you're in a situation that you wonder why, it may not seem right to you, but it's right to God. Some of us will go this way religiously and that way religiously. And if you're going in the wrong way religiously, Proverbs said that is the way of death. And many of us today following the ways of death and don't even recognize it because we are so blessed. You understand what Brother Oscar said? We're so blessed in the way that we are going. We get at the point of believing it's right. We're so comfortable, which is the word I may be looking for, of going a certain way, and we think it's right. We may be going the way of everybody else and thinking is right. Sometimes the majority may not be right. Sometimes we may be following the majority that's going wrong. A saying was said, if they all jump in the lake, will you jump with them? They're all going to destroy themselves. Will you destroy yourself? It's just like years ago when I can't think of the guy who had this camp and all these people killed themselves by drinking this solution he mixed up. And some didn't want to kill themselves, but because of the crowd that was doing it, it seems to be right. But the way was wrong, and it was leading to death. My friend, I hope I said enough to cause you to think. To cause you to think what seemed to be right. And a lot of us today religiously are following a path that seems to be right, but it's not. What is right is contained in God's word. If you are following, if you are in the body of Christ and you're doing as the Bible says to do, but if you're not following what's in the Bible, if you're not in the body of Christ, you're not going the right way. First of all, you need to get in the body of Christ. And that body of Christ must be following the right way, what seems to be right. Sometimes, as I've been saying, to know what's right religiously, we need to study God's word. Because some of us in the body of Christ are going a way that seems right, but it's not right. I want you all to understand what Brother Oscar is trying to say. I just want you all to follow the way that's in the Word of God. We're going to end it here. We thank you for allowing us to chat with you from Chatting from the Word. And before we leave, as always, for, as always, visit my bookstore, publishing.com. Order you a book, or order both books. We have A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. You could either order one book, or you can order both books. But please, visit my webpage. Order your book. Brother Oscar will be waiting to hear from you and to see your order in my online bookstore. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, thy be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We hope and pray that all have a good day. All will be fine. Father, bless us all. Help us. Be with us. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. And as always, we hope all have a good day.